As you may know, AgriGold has been our sponsor of the American countryside for the past few weeks. I recently had a chance to meet a farmer who not only uses their hybrids, but who also has a very unique story in the farming industry. This feature of farming on two different continents is today's edition of the American countryside. Menno Altema has been around farming all of his life, but when he began his life in agriculture, it was on a different continent.
My dad had a potato and sugar beet operation, basically four crops, but the most important was potatoes, second was sugar beets, and then four rotational crops were wheat and oats.
Menno is originally from the Netherlands. In his early 20s, he came to the U.S. as part of an agricultural exchange program.
The university program consisted of 6 months on the farm, and then basically the winter semester attending the school.
The farm he worked on in Wisconsin had dairy and crops. Menno was used to growing crops like corn in the Netherlands, but there were differences in the land and how it was utilized.
My dad operated in reclaimed land of the former Cider Zee, so the productivity in the Netherlands was quite a bit higher than what I saw in Wisconsin. We farmed every inch of a farm. I really had to adapt to that because on the farm at home, if I skipped a square foot, Dad would be upset.
He enjoyed his time in the States, so he kept working on different farms, eventually making his way to Platte County, Missouri, just north of Kansas City.
The local John Deere dealer always met him at lunchtime and kind of told my ambitions, and he was very excited about me being here, and he sure was a big help in finding a farm for me here.
Menno bought land here and began farming in the Missouri River bottom. We'll have more of his story next time as we travel the countryside. In Farley, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.